And good morning from Information Radio Quix and Quix FM. Welcome into the MRMC Doctor's Office program. We're going to be talking a little bit about imaging today. Rob Klosky has joined us. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Not too bad.
And Rob is a director of radiology for MRMC and Moberly Diagnostics. And what got you interested in this to start with?
When I got into becoming a radiologic technologist, I was at a point in my life where I had to choose a career path, and I've always wanted to help people, and this involves science, which I love, and helping people, so we were good.
All right, so has it changed over the years?
Oh, tremendously. For example, we just put in a new x-ray system called direct capture DR radiography, which decreases the dose by 50% per image. So if you are a chronically ill patient, your dose is a cumulative dose. So over time, it builds up. This way, it will build up shorter.
All right. Who's this lady sitting off to your left? You don't work with her, do you?
Yeah, this is one of my technologists from Moberly Diagnostics, Samantha Thomas. And she's an absolute rock star and takes care of lots of things over there for me.
Rock star? What are you going to sing for us today?
Yeah, this is not a singing voice.
It's not, but you are a rock star?
I do a lot of different things at the Imaging Center. So I was lucky to start my career over there. So I've been able to cross-train into several things from X-ray, mammography, CT, MRI, and DEXA. I do not do ultrasound, but...
Yeah, what's the best part of your job?
So the best part of my job is the patient interaction. Definitely. Always wanted to get into healthcare like Rob because I wanted to help people. We see people on not so good days or good days, but we're always happy to see them. So, and it's always something new in radiology. I've never seen the same thing twice.
All right. So how long have you been doing this?
I started at Imaging Center in 2005.
All right. So over, what's that? My math is bad.
13 years.
Yes. What kind of changes have you seen?
Well, I do. I always tell patients that the changes I've seen in the past 13 years are significant in healthcare field compared to what someone has probably seen that's been a nurse or an x-ray tech for 30 years. So just advances in technology and the fact that healthcare can be so great in such a small community.
All right. And Rob, that's one of the things we want to talk about. There's so much available at MRMC that folks may not be aware of, right?
Absolutely. We've really taken a proactive approach, especially at the Diagnostic Center, to improve our technology. One of the major purchases we are in the process of renovating a room and installing is a high-field true open MRI. And for those that don't know what that means, it is an open magnet, so it's like two quarters on top of each other, and you go in between, and it's open on three sides. And the high field refers to it being a superconducting magnet, much like a closed MRI, so you're not going to lose any imaging quality with the open. Traditionally, the old opens were a lower field, and the diagnostic capability was not as great as this one will be, and it's the only one in the area.
All right. That sounds awesome, and to someone maybe hearing this for the first time, an open MRI, how big is this really?
It is 35,000 pounds. It is approximately 15 by 15. It's a circle, about 15 feet.
All right. And how big is this really for the community, too? Because this is something you're not going to find everywhere.
No, this is the only one, to the best of my knowledge, from Des Moines south to here. And then there's two in Kansas City and one in St. Louis.
Okay. And for someone who has to have an MRI, how valuable is this going to be for them? Because I know when you talk about the traditional MRI, that can be a bit scary, can it?
Yes, this is intended for the more claustrophobic or the less, we'll just say less skinny patient. You know, it's more comfortable. It's feet-first imaging. They can lay there. It's just like a bed. They don't go in a tube. And it's designed to be more relaxing and create a better patient experience.
All right, so do you have it now, or is it in the process of getting put in?
It is in the process of getting put in. We've got some great contractors working hard and diligently at getting our room renovated because it required new footings and new walls and everything. It should be in the next, 30 days.
All right, Samantha, how neat is this going to be for you to have available?
It's very exciting. So we have been without MR since July of last year. So we get phone calls every day, people wanting to schedule with us. So we're very happy to be bringing that back to the community. So the biggest thing will be comfort for a patient. Instead of sliding into a donut or tube, as people will sometimes call it, this is almost, I compare it to two pancakes, and you slide in between them. So that way they're able to see out around the sides.
She is a rock star, isn't she?
Absolutely.
So how did this all come about? Because this, and we don't want to talk about cost, but this is a big investment from the hospital too.
Yeah, this is a huge investment, but that's really irrelevant when it comes to taking care of our patients. We want, our philosophy is to take care of our patients first, and we'll deal with the rest later. I forgot what you was.
We were talking about. It's a big investment.
Oh, it's a huge investment. It's, I mean, in the very high dollar investment, but it pales in comparison to taking care of our patients. That's the end all be all, as far as I'm concerned. Is we have to take care of our patients, give our patients the best experience possible, and they can stay at home.
All right. So, Rob, for someone who's hearing MRI for the first time. Or they're wondering, what is an MRI? What's it right for?
MRI is traditionally used for spines, joints, brains, to rule out strokes. You can do breast MRI, which we might upgrade to at some point in time if the need is there.
So what's the difference, and I guess this is where people may be confused, difference between an MRI and a CAT scan?
MRI is using sound waves, and it aligns your water molecules. CT is using ionizing radiation, which is detrimental to the body.
Wow. You went to school to learn this stuff, didn't you?
Absolutely.
What all good, and this is something we like to do on this program, too, for both of you, really, and Rob, we'll start with you. If someone's interested in this field, what do you recommend to them as they start go through school?
Well, I recommend that they go somewhere and job shadow. Because this job is not for everybody. It's not for the faint of heart. And you can just go job shadow, make sure you like it. Make sure you do your general education requirements first, because this two-year program is very intense.
How about for you, Samantha? What do you tell folks?
It's 24 months of your life nonstop. So same thing with Rob. You have to do so many job shadowing hours and clinical experience to actually even qualify for the degree. And once you get into school, it's 5 days a week. You're either in clinic one day or in class the other. But the really nice thing about a radiology program is it's a lot of hands-on. So you are immediately, after the first 6 to 8 weeks of class, learning positioning in a facility.
All right. And when people think about imaging, Rob, an awful lot, they think about the traditional x-ray. And I'm a lot older than the two of you are. I can remember the old x-ray. Where are we with that right now?
Where we're at now is, here at Moberly, we have just actually upgraded, like I said at the beginning, to direct capture or digital radiography, which is we put a plate, looks like a traditional film, underneath or in the bucky, wherever we're going to image you. We take the exposure. It's 9 seconds from the time we take that exposure to the time we see the image.
How valuable is that for a patient, not let alone the doctor and the medical professionals?
Well, you know, you come in, you're getting an x-ray, and it never fails that your leg hurts and we want to twist and turn it and put it this way or
that's
that way.
That's her fault, though, isn't it?
Exactly.
But it goes quickly, and that can help really relax someone, because they're not going to wonder, I have to go back and do this again.
Exactly. We can get an entire exam completed in under what it would take us to get one image before. And that is, go back to your days with the film, that was 90 seconds to 3 minutes per image to develop. This is 9 seconds.
And it all pops up on a computer screen, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So how neat is that till you can tell someone? And you, I don't know, what is the rule? Are you allowed to tell patients what's going on here? Does that come from a doctor? How does that work?
The rule is I'm just the technologist that takes the pictures, but I have a special doctor that reads them.
You've said that before, haven't you?
A few times, yeah.
But you guys know what you're looking at, don't you?
And we have to know what we're looking at. And we know that sometimes things don't look normal when we take them. That, I think, is probably the hardest thing about being a tech and also working in, like, a small community, is a lot of times we know these people, and we're kind of the first people to see that there is something wrong, but you still have to you know, put on that poker face and tell them to have a nice day. But there are sometimes I've thought things were could be abnormal, and then my doctor's like, no, that's totally fine. So you just never know.
So how long does it take generally, Rob, from when you take the picture, take the image, do the MRI, to the doctor sees it, to the patients get the news?
So from the time that we obtain an image, it is generally an hour or hour and a half until the report is typed in a preliminary status. Our radiologists review it to make sure that there was no typos or anything like that, and then it is faxed to the physician. Generally speaking, during the normal business hours when people are there typing and whatnot, the doctors get a report within a couple hours. If it happens in the middle of the night, they will get it, you know, by noon the next day.
How did that happen? And you may not know this. How did this happen in the old days when you actually had to have the image and you physically had to take it to someone?
Well, that's exactly what you had to do. I mean, I remember days of having to hang films for the radiologist to read. Then he had to dictate, and then it had to go be typed, and then it had to come back to him.
He had to okay
it. In physical form. And it had to okay it, and then the reports actually had to be mailed to the physicians.
All right, so do we still have that whiteboard where you can slide an X-ray up in there?
We do not have any really per se at the hospital. There are some facilities with them around. They're kind of an antique now.
All right. Have you ever had to deal with those?
Yes. So a lot of times, most everyone is digital now or even direct capture, but we do have some facilities in the state that with mammography still do film screen, and that is with the actual film. So we do get, if women comes in, has her mammogram, we get her priors from a different facility, we do have to hang those for the doctor to compare.
How valuable is this technology to where, I'm guessing you email quite a bit too, how valuable would that be where you can chip things where it needs to go?
It's tremendous. We actually have a way to send an image from here on a secure network to the University of Missouri almost instantaneously. So if you're being transferred to the university, they have your pictures before you ever get there.
That's got to be a load off the patient's mind, too, and the family's mind, too, isn't it?
I would tend to believe so. I mean, this way you can have faith that your receiving providers can look at your images and have a game plan before you're ever there.
All right. So if folks want information about the services you offer, what's the best thing for them to do?
The best thing for them to do is they can call Samantha at the Diagnostic Center, or we have two absolutely stellar front office staff that can answer any of their questions. They're more than welcome to come by and check it out.
Yeah, where are you located?
We are located just off the hospital campus right there. It used to be MRI, Dr. Turk's building. Is now Moberly Diagnostics.
All right. Howie, he mentioned the staff, Samantha. How important is that to make someone feel comfortable and relaxed when they come in to see you?
Very important. And that's something that we kind of pride ourselves on over there. You come in, we have a very inviting atmosphere. The girls get you registered as quickly as possible. There's always paperwork in the world today. There's always lots of paperwork. So even though we're a paperless society, right? After they register, they give us the information, we get you in and get you out as quick as possible.
Yeah, and do you feel the same way, too? It's important to just make everyone comfortable?
Absolutely. That's what I try and impress upon my staff is, first and foremost, it's the patient. You could have a bad day at home, and it is what it is. But you come in those doors, and you have to be absolutely there for your patient, make them have the best experience possible.
All right. What's the best part of your job, then?
The best part of my job is getting to work with great staff members that follow my thought process and take care of patients as their first priority.
Okay, so where is imaging heading as we move into the future then? Where do you guys see it going?
That's a good question. I mean, I think the possibilities are endless.
Right. So, I mean, we've reached the top, I feel like, with DR. Like, the picture is available for my eyes 9 seconds after I take an image. But as far as... it can always get faster, I guess.
All right. Let me ask you, are you good at putting on a poker face when you need to?
I am, I think.
I imagine you mentioned you're in a small community, too. You care about the people you work with. Is that important, too?
It is very, very important. Very important. I feel like in the 10 years I've worked in Moberly, I'm actually from Madison, which is not far away from here, but I didn't know a lot of people in Moberly, and now everyone looks familiar to me, and I feel like sometimes I'll see people at Walmart, and it'll be the same thing there. I have a familiar face to them.
Okay, I just had a brain thought here. Did you play basketball?
I did.
That's where I remember you from now. See, I'm the old one. I remember her when she was in high school. As far as moving into the future, then, is there going to be new technology coming on the horizon, do you think?
Aside from the MRI, I'm currently working on a project to replace our CT scanner at the Diagnostic Center, which will give us the capability of doing calcium scoring for hearts.
Can you say what?
Calcium scoring. We'll be able to tell how much calcium is built up in the vessels and arteries of your heart.
That's fascinating. How in the world does that work?
It's a lot of computer stuff that I have no clue how it works. It's all algorithms, and I am not an IT person.
We got one right over here sitting to your right. I don't know if you can explain that to him or not.
But the other thing that'll give us the possibility of doing is what they call a virtual colonoscopy. So as opposed to being put to sleep and having the invasive procedure itself, you still do kind of the same prep, but then we image you and then we reconstruct your colon on the computer in a 3D fashion.
Now, where is this technology in the process right now? Is this being used?
It is currently being used at other facilities. It's not currently available yet here in Moberly, but hopefully within the next 6 or so months it will be.
Wow. I imagine when you try, you probably got to sell this stuff to the administration, don't you? Say this is why it's valuable, and boy, how significant would that be moving forward?
Oh, I mean, I feel it would be a huge game changer, much like this MRI is. Whatever I can do, like I've said numerous times, to better the experience for the patient, better the outcome for the patient, and with the less pain, the better off we all are.
All right. When you talk about that open MRI, which you mentioned, Samantha mentioned, is going to be, I probably hope, about a month or so. How is it going to be as far as getting people in? Is there going to be a waiting list to get in there? Or what are you thinking?
Well, I really hope there's a waiting list, but no. In all seriousness, we will be able to do patients every 30 minutes. So we can do a complete study in 30 minutes. So we can get actually more patients done in a day than with the older MRI that was there.
So how does that open MRI work from when someone shows up at your doorstep till they have the procedure till they leave? What all happens?
Well, first they need to have an order from their physician. So they've seen their family practice doctor or specialist, and they've said, you need an MRI of your elbow. It requires an order from the doctor. So a lot of times doctor's offices are setting that up for the patient. Also, it can require prior authorization from your insurance company. Once that is all put into place, we have an order, insurance approval, things like that. Patient comes in, then we have them register, bring them back, do their procedure. In MRI, it is important, though, that they don't have any metal in them.
That's something that has not changed, has it?
That has not changed. Now, a lot of heart stents anymore are totally MRI safe. They even make pacemakers that are MRI safe now. But there are some things that aren't safe, as in like metal in your eye or in your head.
All right. So, and it doesn't take long to do the actual procedure, does it?
No. I think scan times for this new machine, like Rob said, are going to be like 30 minutes. We'll probably, by the time they get dressed and on the table, probably 30-minute scan time and then taking them off. I will always advise people, though, if they're going to have an MRI, try to wear loose clothing, not a lot of metal on them. It just saves you from having to change your clothes when you come in and see us.
Okay, so is this machine actually at your facility now and you're working to get it up?
No, it is actually at a warehouse in Ohio, sitting waiting on us to have our room finished. But as soon as we get the drywall up, and then we will get the machine in.
So have you had your training on it then already, or is that going to come once it gets here?
That will come once it gets here. We will have a few weeks of on-site applications. There will be 5 of us that get trained on the operation of it, so we have plenty of staff to take care of everybody.
And I'm guessing, and this may sound silly to someone who hasn't dealt with it before, but as technology advances, does it get easier to operate?
Yes and no.
I feel like they make things pretty user-friendly now, but this will be a new new brand for us. Hitachi is the brand. Hitachi Oasis is the name of the scanner. So it'll be all new interface for us as far as looking at the computer and stuff, but they've sent us some stuff online. We've been doing some research on it and getting up to speed.
All right, so how does this compare now with the MRI, the current MRIs?
as far as diagnostic capability, it'll be very similar, which is a huge step up from the prior open MRIs because they were such a low magnet field. The diagnostic capability was not as good as the closed MRIs. That's why if you really had something serious going on, they sent you to a closed MRI. Now with this, the technology and this open MRI being superconducting, so there's a magnet on the top and on the bottom, we can image you, and we could put that image next to one on a closed MRI, and you could have to really strain to find a difference.
Which is absolutely huge.
I was about to say, that's got to be great for the patient. Now, what if something happens in the middle of the night and someone needs something done?
Well, that's what we have the emergency room for. There's really no such thing as call for MRI. I mean, especially here, because we don't have a neurosurgeon. Like at the university or the larger care centers, they do offer MRI 24 hours because they can rule out if you have something huge going on in your brain that you need a neurosurgeon for. They can plan that, and then they can go do surgery.
You got hydrocephalus or something like that?
Yes.
See, that's the one medical term I know since my daughter has that. All right, so, again, when do you hope this to have this up and running, and are you going to have some kind of open house with it?
We're going to have some kind of open house one way or another, and I'm hoping that this will be done, I'm hoping, by June 1st. But, you know, you never know. It was actually supposed to have been in 3 weeks ago, so.
All right, and it's got to be neat to realize this is coming, though, isn't it?
It's been an awesome experience. I mean, very rarely do you get to see an MRI suite be deconstructed, first of all, but then built from the ground up. It's just awesome, all the steps and all the
intricate details.
So
this isn't just like a room?
Oh, no.
No, not just like a room. Actually, 2 weeks ago, some gentleman from Langren is a company. They come in and they copper shielded their room. There's an RF cage all the way around it, and that keeps the radio frequency in. This is a very high-powered magnet that, I mean, if you walked into the room holding an oxygen tank or a paperclip, when you get about 2 feet from that, it's going to suck it onto the machine, and you have to be really careful about what you take in there. So the room is completely shielded. The door is, you know, solid because nothing can, it messes with the magnetic field for outside the facility and in the room.
And I imagine there's got to be shielding for staff too, isn't there?
That's part of the whole, the copper shield is on all six sides of the room. So they came in and they built a whole copper wall all the way around, floor, ceiling, all the walls, and then they will drywall over that so it looks just like a room. But what the layperson does not see is everything and all the intricate details and all the testing and planning that had to go into that, because there's very tight, specific radio frequency that we have to maintain without any interference.
But don't worry, there's a big, large window that we can see you in. We're not just, like, shutting the door and leaving you in there by yourself.
How about family? What do you advise family to do when, say, their mother, their father, their son or daughter's having a procedure done?
We always welcome family. We have a nice, large waiting room TV out there to keep people comfortable, water if they need it, or blankets. A lot of times during the procedure, of course, patient can't be in the room. You know, family members cannot be in the room when we're doing the procedures, but we always recommend that if they have any questions to ask us beforehand. We try to check, tell patients, family members during the test that, you know, how they're doing and if there is a big concern.
Yeah, I was about to say, how many family members say, can you tell me something?
Every day, but that's okay.
You can't do that, though.
Nope.
All right, hey, Rob, Samantha, thanks so much for being with us today.
You.
I told you this would be the easiest thing you do all day, isn't it?
Yep. Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the MRMC Doctor's Office Program.